This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute, about the recent challenge in Kashmir, the gunfire, the missile fire, the fear of nuclear weapons, not only in Pakistan but also in India. Lessons learned. The provocation was a terrorist attack. However, Hussein observes that there wasn't a lot of information provided as to who was responsible. The killers disappeared. Here's Hussein Haqqani to say, a little more evidence, please, before the retaliation at this scale. The border remains extremely tense, very tense. And both sides are on a ceasefire, not a stand down. Here's Hussein Haqqani, more of this tonight.
Look, right is, again, you know, a matter of debate. The question is, does India have a grievance? Yes, it does. Was this particular incident one on which India should have reacted the way it did as soon as it did? Maybe some pause to actually find who actually did it would have helped. You must have noticed that everybody supported India immediately after this terrorist attack, but nobody directly attacked Pakistan, including the U.S. government, because people came out of nowhere, killed 26 people, and disappeared into nowhere. Very different from Mumbai, where one guy was actually caught, telephone intercepts were found of the people actually having telephone conversations with people in Pakistan, etc. The world likes a little bit more of evidence before a major strike, a military strike is launched. That said, Pakistan needs to find a solution to this problem, and India is losing its patience